This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're out with the latest edition of our Marketplace Edison Research poll today, our year-long effort to track how Americans are feeling about the economy, both big picture and in their own lives, as Election Day draws ever closer. Larry Rosen is the president of Edison Research, our partners on this project. Larry, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai.
Let me just run down a couple items here from the survey. So 30% of people full or part-time employed say they fear losing their job. That's opposed to 15% a year ago. 38% who rent a home fear not being able to pay their rent, compared to 25% a year ago. These are sort of fundamental issues.
Right. And it really speaks to, I think, the generalized anxiety that exists around this election. Mm-hmm. I think we'll really know if it was the election, if these things subside after the election, no matter who is elected. Is it just the mere fact that we're deciding again who's going to be our leader leads to this anxiety, or is this something more generalized going on?
Right. And they're clearly not feeling it, even apart from those other numbers. 37% of Americans say their personal financial situation is better than a year ago, translated to mean 60-something percent actually don't.
Right. While the statistics say things are getting better, there's just not a lot of on-the-ground evidence that people are feeling it. And that's what these surveys have really shown consistently.
They are also showing, in this round specifically, that people believe, by a 62% majority, 62% of Americans think the economic system is rigged in favor of certain groups. That's actually down from the last time we did this, but it's still really high.
Yes, but one thing we did this time is try to dig more deeply into for whom is it rigged? And we got a ton of really interesting results. Basically, there are certain groups that virtually the entire U.S. population who thinks the economic system is rigged think it's rigged for. 91% of those people say things are rigged for the rich. Mm-hmm. 89%, interestingly, believe that the economy is rigged for politicians. Politicians are rigging the system for themselves, perhaps. And 86% said for corporations. But when you drill more narrowly into the numbers, it gets even more interesting.
So let's break those out by Trump and Clinton voters, right? Because that's what we asked this time.
Right. So this time we are able to look at people who intend to vote for Donald Trump and people who intend to vote for Hillary Clinton. And by the way, people who intend to vote for Clinton are actually a little more likely to believe that the economy is rigged than people who intend to vote for Trump, both very high, but Clinton voters even higher. But they really disagree on a lot of who are the beneficiaries of this kind of rigging. For instance, 62% of Clinton supporters say the economy is rigged for white people, where only 21% of Trump supporters say so. Huh. And counter to that, 56% of Trump supporters say the economy is rigged to benefit minorities, compared to only 19% of Clinton supporters. So race is clearly some kind of factor in these perceptions. The other big one is 63% of Trump supporters say the economy is rigged to benefit immigrants, compared to 19% of Clinton supporters.
One more thing on this, and I guess it's a little tangential, but it's worth touching on, and then I'll let you go. A quarter of Americans completely distrust the economic data reported by the government. That's stuff that we do on this program all the time. The unemployment rate, number of jobs added, the amount of consumer spending. And that, too, probably not surprisingly, breaks down on partisan lines.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the most astonishing things we've found in any of these surveys. And so we asked people, do they completely trust, somewhat distrust, or completely distrust the economic statistics that are reported by the government? And a quarter of people said that they completely distrust this data. And that's already as eyebrow-raising as it goes, but it really did split. People who intend to support Donald Trump in November, 48% of them said that they completely distrust economic data from the government, as compared to only 5% of Clinton supporters. But that also really means to me, Kai, that no matter who wins the election, this is going to be a problem for them. And so that breakdown in trust, and seemingly from things that are unbiased and apolitical, really creates challenges for the entire system, the media, the government, pretty much everybody.
Larry Rosen, our partners at Edison Research with the latest version. Out today, it's on our website, of the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Survey. Larry, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.
Also on our website, by the way, our Economic Anxiety Index. Check it out. Take our quiz, see where you fall, how you compare, marketplace.org.